During the public testimony, a few themes surfaced. First, transparency. Here's Janilyn Hager.
This should happen very transparently, not behind closed doors.
Another theme, the Tideland property's value. Port Commissioner Steve Heitz.
We need to know what this is worth. How much is the port worth? Why is White Pass so dead set on giving another lease? Obviously, it's worth so much money to them. But how much is it worth to us? Or the property owner.
Some of the residents said if there is a new lease, it should entail a shorter time commitment and more of a financial commitment from White Pass. Buckwheat Donahue and Gary Hansen went even further, saying the city should take back control of the port completely instead of continuing to lease a significant amount of it to the Canadian-owned railroad. Here's Hansen.
Decisions about port commerce, port safeguards, and upgrading port infrastructure need to rest with the local government, not the Toronto boardroom.
Hansen referenced the Assembly's decision to adopt Gateway to the Klondike as Skagway's official slogan.
That's a good model, but who does have the final say on what passes through the gate? Our port is the gateway, and unfortunately, the gate has a padlock on it, and White Pass has the key. So we need to change that.
His comments were met with applause from the audience. Local White Pass official Tyler Rose chimed in after the other remarks, saying he hopes discussions can continue in a positive way.
I think as we look towards the future, there's a lot of, dare I say, gloom and doom that comes out of what's going to happen. I would like to think that through some sort of positive process, we could come to something mutually agreeable.
Assemblymember Tim Cochran said the city needs to be in the driver's seat, not beholden to White Pass.
We should not be tied down to our not being able to develop our own property.
Spencer Morgan and Steve Burnham Jr. said getting a market assessment of the port property would be a wise first step. Morgan said it would give them stronger footing if they were to restart negotiations.
We need to have that number in front of us that says, this is what your property is actually worth. This is a fair market value for what a lease agreement would be.
The Assembly plans to seek a proposal for a market value assessment. They also voted at a past meeting to get outside help in the form of a port consultant. The current lease between the municipality and White Pass ends in 2023. The city had planned on extending the term, in part to gain access for port improvements. They include cleaning up long-standing contamination in the ore basin and building a floating dock to accommodate larger cruise ships. Also at Thursday's meeting, the Assembly voiced no objection to Skagway's first marijuana retail store application. They also supported putting a bond measure on the ballot to fund a proposed senior center and housing facility. KHNS will have more on those topics in an upcoming story. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.